the Afghan judge's decision will almost certainly delay, if not end, the case against Muslim-born Abdur Rahman. The 41-year-old father of two faces a possible death sentence for converting to Christianity 15 years ago. Afghanistan's constitution enshrines both principles of civil liberties and Islamic law, which prescribes death for any Muslim who abandons his religion. The trial is now on hold. Speaking to reporters late Sunday, the prosecutor, Zemariah Miri, said he was reviewing the court's latest ruling, which also suggested Rahman was mentally unfit for trial. And Miri says Rahman will undergo a thorough medical exam Monday to assess his mental state. The ruling eases international pressure on Afghanistan to end the controversial trial. But local officials say the move could spark widespread domestic unrest. In northern Afghanistan, hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets Monday to protest the judge's decision and demand Rahman's execution. Local clerics led the crowd in anti-Western chants and accused the U.S.-backed Afghan government of conspiring to break Islamic law. On Friday, several local Muslim leaders warned they would incite people to kill Rahman themselves if he did not return to Islam. Monday evening, a number of Afghan religious leaders were calling for more protests throughout the country later this week. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.